VeriSign, the company which manages the directory of web addresses that end in .com or .net, is being sued by Popular Enterprises for unfair business practices. The small company Popular Enterprises says VeriSign abused its control over Internet addresses and is seeking $100 million in damages. Here to explain all this is technology writer Shani Jardin. Hi, Shani.
Hi, Mike.
So what does all this mean? What does VeriSign do, and what have they allegedly done to get sued?
Well, back when the Internet was fairly new, the government entrusted VeriSign to maintain the master list of .com and .net web addresses on the net. So when you type a URL that isn't 100% correct, now an alternate site pops up in your browser from VeriSign with suggestions on what it thinks you might be looking for and directs you to search options to search for alternate sites. Before Monday, when SiteFinder, this service, was launched, you might find a 404 error message. You might be directed to other sites. But what they've done here actually, some are arguing, changes the architecture of the net in a way that's very different from anything that's happened before.
But what's so wrong about this? What's so bad about what VeriSign's doing?
Well, VeriSign, for its part, says that they're simply trying to compete in the marketplace and looking for ways to improve user experience and get users to where they want to be quicker. But there are a number of privacy concerns and technical concerns that people have been voicing since last Monday. Network operators say that one glitch is that anti-spam filtering software now won't work. Others are pointing out that the service creates problems for Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express. And there are privacy concerns. Critics have said that since VeriSign claims to actively monitor the information that is associated with SiteFinder, there's a whole new range of data collection happening that could be conceivably shared with law enforcement authorities or with other companies.
VeriSign can't be the only company that's doing this. What about Microsoft and AOL? Are they being sued for doing roughly the same thing before VeriSign came along?
Well, you're right. There are about a dozen companies that offer services sort of like this, including America Online, MSN, and the 8-employee company called Popular Enterprises in Florida that's now suing VeriSign for conceivably $100 million or more in damages. But the difference here is that SiteFinder actually intercepts services at the core directory level of .com and .net domain names.
I'm still not quite sure what's wrong with that. Is this an ethical issue for some people?
Well, it'd be a little bit like looking at a phone book, getting a phone number for a restaurant. You call the number, you have the wrong number, and instead of getting the message that you simply have a wrong number or a number that's no longer in service, you're forwarded to another restaurant or the telephone company suggests some other restaurants to try. And the issue here is that also VeriSign has been entrusted, they have what is essentially a government-sanctioned monopoly over managing .net and .com domains. So some are arguing that they're in an unfair position of advantage.
Will this lawsuit affect the average computer user, do you think?
Well, VeriSign has been entrusted to care for part of the Internet's infrastructure, and many argue that they've abused that position in a way that unduly affects people's experience online and takes away other companies' ability to compete for the attention of net users.
Thanks, Shani. Shani Jardin is a technology writer and a co-editor to the technology weblog BoingBoing.net.
Thanks, Mike.